Ronan, huge congratulations. I'm laughing because you are dripping in champagne. Your maiden BTCC win. Fantastic.
Yeah, I've got no words just now. I'm so proud, so grateful. And yeah, it's just been such a long road to get to something like this, like an achievement, like a race win, and to now say that we're BTCC race winners is just incredible. Someone was cutting onions on the in lap, I think, and yeah, just to see the support that I've got, I could not be more grateful. And yeah, with this opportunity, the car was incredible and we delivered.
The only one small bit which I mentioned was it wasn't the best start in the world, was it? And I thought it was all going to go wrong for you, but you pulled it back before you got up to the hairpin.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was average. And Aaron was obviously off like a stab rat and into clearways. It was half a car's width, and I just thought, that is that's mine. I couldn't live myself otherwise. So yeah, that made it stick, and here we are.
You pulled out a 4 second plus gap, which always plays on the mind, doesn't it? Because you're looking in your mirrors to wonder where everybody else is. How did you manage to keep focused?
Do you know, Spencer, Tom's engineer, and mine said to me before the race, if you've got a decent buffer, not every lap needs to be a qualifying lap. But if I'm honest, it probably was, for the most part, because you can't afford to lose that focus or concentration. And yeah, every noise and vibration was starting to stress me out. But and yeah, I was using the hybrid just for fun. You know, I didn't have to. Managed the gap extremely well. And yeah, credit to the guys that have given me this car to do so, because it was just on rails.
You mentioned that people were cutting onions in your car as you crossed the line. What were the emotions that were going through your mind?
I'm surprised I've still got a voice to talk to be honest. You know, screaming across the line, and yeah, and then halfway through the lap, you know, all the radio calls are coming in, and everything just hits home. We've just done this. Years worth of pain is put into practice for a result like this, and hopefully this is the floodgates open now.
Absolutely. An incredible way to round off what's been an amazing weekend here at Brands Hatch, but it wasn't without its frustrations for you in the earlier part of the weekend.
No, it just shows you exactly what can be done, because I think it was some Turkington last year, he got fired off at Alton, got the reverse grid and won. It just shows you never give up in this game, and I remember things like that. You know, you've got to see all the positives. The car was good enough under me, and you know, it wasn't even a luck into a reverse grid, because you see the performance of the car and we should have been there on merit, really. It's just we've obviously shaken off the bad luck of the last few races and delivered.
Just finally, a confident performance from you, which must give you huge momentum going into Snetterton.
Oh yeah, without doubt. Yeah, we just got to maintain this now, and I'm more than confident that we can.
I can't imagine what the celebrations are going to be like. Huge congratulations, Ronan, well done.
Thank you so much, buddy.